At the Audubon Country Club on Thursday evening, the Audubon boys were able to capture a win over the Griswold Tigers 177-201, while the girls on the Tiger side earned both medals. The conditions were windy, to say the least, with 30-mile-an-hour winds coming out of the southeast, making it difficult for a few golfers to get into the flow of the course. What made it more difficult was that Griswold hadn't played at Audubon before, with some tricky holes and some tall hills that made it difficult for the Tigers to adjust to the course. The top golfer on the girls' side was Griswold's Lindsay Kaiser. She came out and shot a 47 for the Tigers, while coming out to the course nervous given the weather conditions and because it was a new course to her. Kaiser relied on Coach Reynolds to help her out of the course and earned a medalist spot for the Tigers.
I was nervous. Trusted what my coach said and prayed for the best.
With the wind on the course, some holes were just like going in blindly. Griswold's Joanna Reynolds must shoot well with the blindfold in that case after she shot a 50 on the evening. Reynolds was able to take the course head on and relied on Kaiser to help her along the way.
We just had to play it low, had to trust in our preparation, and I was a little bit nervous because of the wind. We don't really know the course either, so we're kind of going in blind sometimes.
On the boys' side, Griswold's Colton Taylor shot one of his season bests at 41, which earned him the medalist spot. Audubon's Henry Burr also stepped up on the evening to shoot a 43 and finish off the last five holes in an impressive fashion. Just like Reynolds, he also kept the ball low due to the wind and also to keep the club down due to some tight situations.
Yeah, I just tried to keep them low today, but I also had a club down a lot, which was kind of scary because I didn't want to blade it over and go long in OB.
Thursday evening was an evening with a lot of answered prayers for both teams, as Bird just relied on the hit and pray method that paid off in his favor. He's a golfer who just likes to go out and have fun, as he wasn't confident in today's duel, but was able to pull off a confident score.
With the wind, I just had to hammer it down there and just pray it stayed put. I guess I wasn't real confident or nervous. I just came to play. It's going to be fun coming out here again. Got a few more meets left.
Looking ahead for both teams, Griswold won't return to action until Monday, April 29th against HSCW in Essex, while Audubon returns to the course tomorrow against Riverside in a duel at the Oakland Riverside Golf Course at 4 p.m. You can find all the images and scores from this duel right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.